Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Mark, don't you think that football is just about money these days?
Oh, come on, Susan. There are hundreds of footballers who play it for fun.
Well, I'm not sure. That's what it was like when we were in college. Do you remember the trainers you bought for the match of the season? You paid for them with your pocket money. Can you imagine it nowadays? And footballers played for the same team for years. Nowadays, a player gets a better contract with another club and he's ready to leave the following week. They don't care about their club at all.
But it's good for the sport. Competition motivates players to train hard and do their best. There's another problem, though. People and the media are only interested in star players, so the best teams get millions of dollars from sponsors, much more than other clubs. It's not fair.
Why? If you're a better manager or doctor, you usually earn more. Why should it be different in football?
Well, the result is that top clubs have the best coaches, best equipment, and all the talented young players end up playing for them. So they get better and better, and the weaker clubs don't have a chance.
You see, I'm right. It's all about money. I don't know. Perhaps I should watch swimming competitions instead of football matches.
You must be joking. Swimming is boring. And the problem is the same in all sports disciplines.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Mark, don't you think that football is just about money these days?
Oh, come on, Susan. There are hundreds of footballers who play it for fun.
Well, I'm not sure. That's what it was like when we were in college. Do you remember the trainers you bought for the match of the season? You paid for them with your pocket money. Can you imagine it nowadays? And footballers played for the same team for years. Nowadays, a player gets a better contract with another club and he's ready to leave the following week. They don't care about their club at all.
But it's good for the sport. Competition motivates players to train hard and do their best. There's another problem, though. People and the media are only interested in star players, so the best teams get millions of dollars from sponsors, much more than other clubs. It's not fair.
Why? If you're a better manager or doctor, you usually earn more. Why should it be different in football?
Well, the result is that top clubs have the best coaches, best equipment, and all the talented young players end up playing for them. So they get better and better, and the weaker clubs don't have a chance.
You see, I'm right. It's all about money. I don't know. Perhaps I should watch swimming competitions instead of football matches.
You must be joking. Swimming is boring. And the problem is the same in all sports disciplines.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
1. Hello, everybody. I've been listening to your discussion, and I'd like to give my view. I think some film adaptations are good. For example, the Swedish film based on the book The Moonlight Story was fantastic. The scenes were exactly as they were written in the book, and they got great actors to play the leading roles. There's also a Hollywood version, but it has very little to do with the book. They changed the location and took out the key point, which makes the story so special. I don't understand why. Two.
Many people say that films ruin the books, but it's not true. They just give a different perspective on the story. Come and see for yourselves. This month, the Odeon invites everyone to watch an amazing collection of the best film adaptations. Every Wednesday at 7 p.m, you can watch a literature classic on the big screen. And if you buy tickets for 3 shows, the next one will be free. You can't miss this chance.
3. Today's programme is about films based on books. So we want to ask you whether or not you believe that films can inspire people to read more. Watching a film is a different experience from reading a book, for sure. But is it better or worse? I remember a few times when, after watching a film, I ran to the bookshop to get a copy of the book. Has it ever happened to you? What film was it? Call us on 021-343-465 and tell us what you think. 4.
In my opinion, when you watch films, you don't have to use your imagination as much as while reading. When you take a book, you create the characters and places in your mind in your own unique way, and you can experience the story at your own pace. Films are fun, but everything happens too quickly in them.
1.
Hello, everybody. I've been listening to your discussion, and I'd like to give my view. I think some film adaptations are good. For example, the Swedish film based on the book The Moonlight Story was fantastic. The scenes were exactly as they were written in the book, and they got great actors to play the leading roles. There's also a Hollywood version, but it has very little to do with the book. They changed the location and took out the key point, which makes the story so special. I don't understand why. 2.
Many people say that films ruin the books, but it's not true. They just give a different perspective on the story. Come and see for yourselves. This month, the Odeon invites everyone to watch an amazing collection of the best film adaptations. Every Wednesday at 7 p.m, you can watch a literature classic on the big screen. And if you buy tickets for 3 shows, the next one will be free. You can't miss this chance.
3. Today's programme is about films based on books. So we want to ask you whether or not you believe that films can inspire people to read more. Watching a film is a different experience from reading a book, for sure. But is it better or worse? I remember a few times when, after watching a film, I ran to the bookshop to get a copy of the book. Has it ever happened to you? What film was it? Call us on 021-343-465 and tell us what you think. 4.
In my opinion, when you watch films, you don't have to use your imagination as much as while reading. When you take a book, you create the characters and places in your mind in your own unique way, and you can experience the story at your own pace. Films are fun, but everything happens too quickly in them.
Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One.
What's the matter? Why are you sitting here?
I think I twisted my ankle when I kicked the ball to Jake.
Show me your ankle, please. Does it hurt when you move your foot?
Yes, it really hurts. I can't stand on it.
I'd better call the school nurse. Stay on the grass here and don't move until she comes.
Okay, coach, but could you tell my biology teacher, Miss Jones, what's happened? She will be angry if I'm late for her class again.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
What's the matter? Why are you sitting here?
I think I twisted my ankle when I kicked the ball to Jake.
Show me your ankle, please. Does it hurt when you move your foot?
Yes, it really hurts. I can't stand on it.
I'd better call the school nurse. Stay on the grass here and don't move until she comes.
Okay, coach, but could you tell my biology teacher, Miss Jones, what's happened? She will be angry if I'm late for her class again.
Two.
Many hotel guests ask for a room with a view. Before you choose the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Hong Kong, you'd better make sure you are brave enough to look out of the window. The hotel is located at the top of a skyscraper. Even if you book the lowest level room, you are still over 400 meters above the ground. The top floor has a gym open 7 days a week and a swimming pool with windows all around, so while you're relaxing there, you can enjoy an amazing view of Victoria Harbour.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Many hotel guests ask for a room with a view. Before you choose the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Hong Kong, you'd better make sure you are brave enough to look out of the window. The hotel is located at the top of a skyscraper. Even if you book the lowest level room, you are still over 400 meters above the ground. The top floor has a gym open 7 days a week and a swimming pool with windows all around, so while you're relaxing there, you can enjoy an amazing view of Victoria Harbour.
Three. Mum, I need a pair of jeans and a new T-shirt.
Tom, you've got enough casual clothes. Wouldn't you rather get a smart suit?
What for? I can't think of when I'd need to put it on.
Your sister's wedding, for example? Jeans and a T-shirt are all right for school.
But I can wear my old suit, can't I?
Don't you think it's a bit too small now? You've grown a little since last year, and it's definitely out of fashion. Tom, I want to be proud of you. It's an important day. The whole family will be there.
All right, Mum.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Mum, I need a pair of jeans and a new T-shirt.
Tom, you've got enough casual clothes. Wouldn't you rather get a smart suit?
What for? I can't think of when I'd need to put it on.
Your sister's wedding, for example? Jeans and a T-shirt are all right for school.
But I can wear my old suit, can't I?
don't you think it's a bit too small now? You've grown a little since last year, and it's definitely out of fashion. Tom, I want to be proud of you. It's an important day. The whole family will be there.
All right, Mum. Four. Woody Allen is an amazing director because he can show the character of cities in his films very well. I know New York will always be his favourite, but I'm sure Paris is right behind. Midnight in Paris is not his first film made there, but it's definitely his best. He shows Paris today and in the 1920s, and even when it rains, the city looks great. In my opinion, the secret is the perfect lighting. It's also clear that Allen has read a lot about the place, the artists who live there, and the fashion of the times.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Woody Allen is an amazing director because he can show the character of cities in his films very well. I know New York will always be his favourite, but I'm sure Paris is right behind. Midnight in Paris is not his first film made there, but it's definitely his best. He shows Paris today and in the 1920s, and even when it rains, the city looks great. In my opinion, the secret is the perfect lighting. It's also clear that Allen has read a lot about the place, the artists who live there, and the fashion of the times. Five.
Everybody knows how hard and time-consuming it is to make one's bed, and you have to do it every day. Not anymore. Now we've come up with a smart bed. You simply press a button when you wake up, and the job is done. The process takes just 50 seconds, so you can sleep a few minutes longer. So visit our website and order one for yourself.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Everybody knows how hard and time-consuming it is to make one's bed, and you have to do it every day. Not anymore. Now we've come up with a smart bed. You simply press a button when you wake up, and the job is done. The process takes just 50 seconds, so you can sleep a few minutes longer. So visit our website and order one for yourself.
Six. Major Phil Packer, a soldier who came back from Iraq with a serious back injury, has just completed another London Marathon. This time it took him only one day. That's 13 days faster than his result in 2009. Then he was so weak that he needed 2 weeks to walk the same distance. The London Marathon is just one of the walks he has completed to raise money for charity. Altogether, he has collected £13 million for people in need.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Major Phil Packer, a soldier who came back from Iraq with a serious back injury, has just completed another London Marathon. This time, it took him only one day. That's 13 days faster than his result in 2009. Then he was so weak that he needed 2 weeks to walk the same distance. The London Marathon is just one of the walks he has completed to raise money for charity. Altogether, he has collected £13 million for people in need.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.